Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
So 800-400-3697 is the number you can text, and we collect these throughout the morning. Before I get to that, I wanted to mention a couple things, including please don't text and drive.
Yes.
Please.
Oh, God. We can't say that enough, really.
Do not text and drive.
Yeah. Tell your friends.
There's a comedian, her name is Ali Wong, and she's someone that my missus watched on Netflix, and I walked in. And
you loved her.
I didn't think I did, and then I ended up quoting her like three times.
Right.
Thinking, wow, I guess I got more from it than I thought. Mm-hmm. But she's going to be starring in a new Netflix movie.
Oh, what's it called?
Always Be My Maybe, filmed here in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. Oh, does it have an air date?
It does.
I love stuff.
You know, have you heard of this?
I do know that. And I had tried to get her on the show not too long ago because she was doing some stuff, but her shows were sold out.
Yeah. When the shows are sold out, they don't, unless they're friends of ours, they don't bother.
Yeah. I was telling these guys Angela Johnson's going to be in town, and I was asking if I could have her, but she sold out 5 shows already. They're adding a 6th, and of course, she's going to sell that out too.
Yeah. She was great,
people
though.
People here love Ali Wong.
I've seen billboards of her up around town.
You have?
Yeah, Ali Wong. There was one across from the old Tower Records. It's now Walgreens or something. Mm-hmm. Over like Columbus and Bay, maybe. Whatever.
Well, the film was done here in San Francisco, so it's set here.
I love that.
It premieres on May 31st on Netflix. So
Always
the end of the
be
month.
My maybe.
Always Be My Maybe. I thought that was neat. Good for her.
Congratulations, Ali Wong.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if she's pregnant in the whole thing.
She's back in December. Oh, right around Christmas.
Mm. All right. Also, real quick, in Santa Cruz tonight, Grant Washburn, a local big wave surf hero, has put together old footage of Greg Knoll, who's like the godfather of big wave surfing. It's old footage of him surfing Hawaii and maybe California. I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. But anyway, that premieres tonight at Coconut Grove near the boardwalk or on the boardwalk. And so if you're interested and you want to go, the Mermen are going to play after the film plays. So
that was like a record release thing for them?
Yeah. They have a new record coming out, so it should be a big night. And a lot of the guys who surf Mavericks will be there in attendance watching, and should be a lot of fun. And I'm going to try and make it after my dinner that I need to go to.
It's like a wedding dinner, but not really.
Hopefully I'll see you out there tonight in Santa Cruz. Okay, here's some of your texts. I loved I'm Dying Up Here. I can't believe they canceled it. I just found out on your show. I'm so broken.
I liked it a lot, too.
I think I only saw one episode of it, and I went, oh, that's something I'll definitely go back to.
Yeah.
But it feels like we just heard about that happening, and now it turns out 2 seasons have gone by, and it's done.
I didn't see every episode, but I definitely have seen a few this season and a few last season.
Did you catch that diversion that Vinny pulled in order to get Eric and Sarah to stop falling in love?
No, actually, you weren't even trying to divert us.
I wasn't.
You came back to Game of Thrones.
Yeah, no, he brought up exactly the sort of thoughts you had on it, and I thought, oh my God, they're connecting. This is incredible.
Well, we locked eyes, and both of us went, what is going on with that?
It was great. I was happy for you.
Yeah, I like that. I like to find some common ground with people.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, everybody feels that way about Game of Thrones.
He should watch it. Sarah's.
Oh, he should.
You're inviting him over to Sarah's house.
Oh, my
That's
God.
Nice.
That'd be so fun. Eric, you're invited. If you're listening.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Hooman's not even going to be there this weekend.
Where's he going?
I don't know what he's doing. Maybe he's...
Isn't his back hurt? Why is... He's the most active injured guy I know.
I know.
You should see his posts.
Oh, is he even on? I thought he said he was off Hooman.
Hooman.
He's
the most
media.
Active injured guy I've ever known.
I don't know.
He's not going to be at Sarah's, she says.
Yeah, he's got something going on this weekend.
Oh.
Is it part of his dental
today's Friday?
Stuff?
He flew down to San Diego yesterday to get his dental work done and was going to fly back yesterday as well. What is the post?
I don't know. Oh, no. We're just, I don't know what the post is.
I think he's off and on social media, so I don't really know.
Did we finally do it, guys?
What'd we do?
We broke Vinny's spirit and made him accept the Friday life.
Yay!
Yeah, we did it. We broke him. He's just like us now, you guys.
Thanks. Next thing you know, he'll actually show up to somebody else's house party.
Oh, I am doing my 4th of July party.
Don't get carried away there, Texter.
If you guys want to swing by.
When Vinny laughs to metal, heart. I do love my certain songs, and the new Slipknot sounds great.
Yeah. Well, I was like, wow, I'm actually palating this. When does the guy start screaming? And then sure enough, there it is. That's when Vinny starts laughing. Gotcha.
Well, you knew it was going to kick in.
I knew it was. I'm like, listen to him. He's a great singer. Why doesn't he just sing? I prefer screaming.
Vin, I bet you love Interpol because they're so much like Echo and the Bunnymen. Kind of. They also remind me of Joy Division.
Maybe that's it. They do have that kind of, well, obviously, because they're kind of old school.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't put my finger on it, but they reminded me.
And then people write in 10 different things about The National. Does the singer of The National remind you of Bono? He's got that Brian Ferry from Roxy Music sound. David Bowie is who he sounds like. The National sounds like The Killers.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't see any of those things, but but I like them enough. I've got a few of their records, and I thought, you know, I drive and play music. I'll just get it.
Let's put that on.
Damn it, Vinny. My toes are still curled by that man bag story. Hey, I didn't hit him in the man bag. His ex-girlfriend did.
Mm. That's a terrible, terrible story. Woman gone wild.
Vin, did you watch the Warriors game? It was so cool, odd, watching Steph Curry play against his brother Seth. Yeah, it was. As a guy with brothers, I understand the dynamic, and it was interesting when Seth was getting the better of Steph. Sorry, I'm confused there. Right. You could tell little brother was sort of having a joyful moment. There's joy in that.
Right.
I get it.
I got you that time, big bro. Mm-hmm. I wish they had done a split screen. Steph smiling and Steph going, oh.
Oh, my God. My uncle died in a grain auger in 97. It's a horrific death.
Oh, my God.
That's from the story about the guy in Nebraska who had to free himself.
Listen, I'm not, you know, look, I know I've been yelling this for a while, but when there's been one accident with a grain auger, that's when they get redesigned with an emergency shutoff at the mouth. Come on.
Right.
Shouldn't wood chippers have that too? Like, let's save the farmers from the grain augers.
831 says, whatever the actor or actress's contract states, $1.2 million in this case, that's what they get if lines are written or not.
Ah, oh, nice.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
It's not your fault if they decide to change the character's
art. I'm
here,
ready. I'm not doing anything else.
Right.
I'm locked down. Good for them all getting rich except for Aria.
Hey, Vinny, did you ever post your brother's pizza recipe? I did not, and I will do that. I just haven't gotten to it on my all list of things. But when I do it, I'll remind you guys. I'll let everybody know so you can go and get it. Because I'll tell you what, the pizza we made with our dumb little pizza oven is better than anything I've gotten anywhere in a long time.
Mm.
So
I need to see that
recipe. It was so good. But we got the good cheese. Like, we went and really, we made the sauce ourselves. We made the dough.
Mm.
Good.
Hard work.
Good. But really
worth
good.
It. Worth it for those 5 minutes of eating pizza. Work all day and eat for 5 minutes.
Vinny, how did you watch all the Marvel movies? Did you rent them or are they still available or are they available to stream? I rented them.
Yeah.
Wherever they were available. A few were on Netflix and a few I just rented on my Xfinity until I got through all of them.
It's cheaper than going out to the movies.
Mm-hmm. Dead to Me is great. Highly recommend it. Have blown through the whole season.
Oh. He's a binger.
Vinny, a lot of times the technical crap really brings down all us dreamers. know, architects.
Oh.
There I was.
Yeah.
I was going to be an architect.
You're an ideas guy.
I had it figured out.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone said, you are way behind in your math. You've got a lot of math classes to take.
Calculator math ain't going to cut it.
You're not going to get in at any college with the math you've done so far. In that particular job.
Mm-hmm.
Or any job, really.
Right. Math. Apparently you need it.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out.
Hi, guys. I had a girl ask me to bleep.
Oh.
Point blank in eighth grade.
Oh.
The stupid, immature 13-year-old me ran off laughing and continued to play with my friends. If only I could go back to that moment again. Mm. Damn it.
Listen,
I have a lot of those.
It was too early for you, you know. You just weren't there yet.
And I always, it wasn't eighth grade because at that point I hadn't started drinking yet or heavily anyway. But there's a lot of those later in high school life where some girl was interested, was just trying to talk to me, and I'm like, I'm busy.
I'm busy with Jack.
I'm
Daniels
busy doing
here.
This right now and mm-hmm. maybe later.
Right. Do you have beer?
Another beer bong, guys. Let's do it.
Woo!
So stupid.
Well, you were on a path.
Right.
We all walk our path.
Yeah, we do. Mm. I'm a teacher, and whenever my students complain about the rain, I tell them, you're not going to melt unless you're the Wicked Witch of the West. And if you are, you're not allowed in my class.
Oh.
Good one, teach.
Yeah, teachers are funny. It's known.
Regarding dinner, many of us do not get home from work and our long commutes until 7:30 or 8.
I know.
The kids have probably already eaten earlier than that.
They're already under
their
homework.
That's why they're eating in the couch.
No, it's true. Life is it's changed a lot.
LOL, Vinny. Yeah, I don't know how people have one beer. Crazy. 14 months of sobriety today. I'll leave the beer for the rest of the normal ones. I bet there is a surplus of beer in Santa Cruz since I stopped drinking.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations.
Good for you. Oh, a bunch of people wrote in about the Legos. They're holding on to
unopened
ridiculous
packages.
Unopened packages. I have an unopened Star Wars Lego set that came out in 2015. It cost $100. It's now worth $400.
Wow.
And Lego is a private Danish company.
Oh. Wow, that's amazing. Danish, huh?
What?
Nothing. I just don't know what I thought about Lego. Like, I didn't know really anything about it.
I'm
except
actually
that they were freaking expensive.
Excited to go look at the Legoland. Have you been there?
I have not been to Legoland.
You didn't take the kids who were huge Lego fans to Legoland?
They just didn't. It was too far past Disney, maybe? I don't know.
It is past Disney, you're right.
We'll go to Disneyland. But they didn't want to. I know a lot of people who are like, oh, my God, Legoland is amazing. If you have a Lego freak in your house, you do have to go. Yeah.
Anyway, that's all the text. Thank you.
We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Unopened packages. I have an unopened Star Wars Lego set that came out in 2015. It cost $100. It's now worth
$400. Wow.
And Lego is a private Danish company.
Oh. Private. Wow. That's amazing. Danish, huh?
What?
Nothing. I just don't know what I thought about Lego. Like, I didn't know really anything about it.
I'm
except
actually
that they were freaking expensive.
Excited to go look at the Legoland. Have you been there?
I have not been to Legoland.
You didn't take the kids who were huge Lego fans to Legoland?
They just didn't. It was too far past Disney, maybe? I don't know.
It is past Disney, you're right.
We'll go to Disneyland. But they didn't want to. I know a lot of people who are like, oh, my God, Legoland is amazing. If you have a Lego freak in your house, you do have to go. Yeah.
Anyway, that's all the text. Thank you.
We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy, happy, happy freaking Friday.
Yeah, it is. The Warriors won last night. The Sharks play tonight. I'm going to go watch a surf movie.
You got Jenny's Light, your run you're doing on Sunday.
I'm doing that on Sunday. Yeah, I'll see you guys out in Los Gatos if you're going to be out there. Thanks for signing up.
Yep.
It's for a great cause.
It is.
Bessona Park?
Yeah. Jenny'sLight.org if you want to come out.
Very nice. So everyone be safe this weekend. Drink responsibly.
What's going to happen? I can't wait to find out what happens
I know.
With John.
I can't wait to find out either.
And your boy's going to his thing.
He is. So they're driving, leaving tomorrow morning, driving down south for his summer internship and getting him all set up in his apartment. And
so he just rented a place for 3 months.
Almost 3 months. 10 weeks, I think it is. I know.
It's crazy. I got to have you tell me where off air.
Oh, I'm not sure what the name of the place is. John and he figured the whole thing out.
I can't wait to find out where in town they're going to be living.
Yeah, you know what? I should get all those addresses because you'd know exactly where. I mean,
of course
I would. It's your hometown.
Well,
when we go visit him, my plan is to, you know, do the Vinny tour.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
going
to need you to give me like 10 spots I got to go check out. All right, have a great weekend, you guys. We'll see you back here on Monday.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.